And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This update is brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Contracts for police coverage for two townships were approved by the San Juan County Commissioners. The board approved non-expiring contracts for law enforcement services between the county's Fremont Township and Marlette Township with the San Juan County Sheriff's Department. In other police matters, approval was given for the sheriff to purchase a Chevrolet 15-passenger van at a cost not to exceed $59,994, and to send a correctional deputy to the Oakland Community College Police Academy at a cost not to exceed $20,000. And although San Juan County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dolette, and the new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues, and Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotics detection and is set to retire on April 1st. San Juan County applied for a Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund grant for $613,736 to fund improvements to Lexington Park, and this was approved by the San Juan County Board of Commissioners. And the search is on for a manager at Forrester Park, located at 2820 North Lakeshore Road, Carsonville, Michigan. You can get in touch with Forrester Park by phone at 810-622-8715 or by emailing forestrv@hotmail.com if you're interested for more information. And in Sebring, the Sebring DPW and the village's light and water department worked together on some matters. DPW workers picked up wood from the two trees that the light and water department cut down that were in the right-of-way. They also assisted the light and water department with some tree trimming and bush chipping as well. In addition, there were 8 loads of other brush that was disposed of. In other DPW matters, workers transferred water from Lagoon 4 into Lagoon 5 as part of the spring discharge. A stone measuring approximately 8 by 12 was hauled to the different lagoons for placement along the bank. And during the meeting, it was reported that the Army Corps of Engineers has chosen a contractor for the steel sheet wall that placement along the river, but that was all the information that was available on the issue at the time. It was also noted that a local contractor is looking at the Center Street Bridge approaches to submit an estimate before an agreement with Spicer Engineering is signed. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Maurer Electric.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Maurer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And we are back. That was your news for this hour. There are no obituaries to report this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for your news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And we are